There we go. It's live, y'all.
Hello, y'all.
Oh, look, honey.
Are we live?
She is live.
But why won't Instagram go live? Come on, go live.
Keep mashing it. Keep mashing it, hon.
I'm mashing. There we go. Now we're live.
That algorithm is homophobic, honey.
Right. I've got one last button to mash, and then we can get started with ours.
Well, you keep mashing mine. Stop.
Special. Here we go.
Hi, I'm Rick.
I'm Dan.
I'm George.
I'm Jake.
And we are Queer Magnolias,
the podcast.
In each episode,
we're going to talk about everything from growing up queer in the South to the issues affecting our community today,
with a little bit of fabulous sprinkled in along the way.
Join us for an all-you-can-eat buffet of queer joy,
mixed in with the occasional bitch fest,
but always served with the spiciest tea.
Yes, queen.
There we go.
We are live. Hi, y'all. Hi.
Happy St. Patty's Day, y'all.
Yeah, right? Happy.
Say gay.
Who's wearing green? I guess we should have wore green.
My pants are.
Are they? Prove it.
Yes.
Don't. We're good. We're good. Thank you.
They're sweatpants or loungewear, but they're green, honey. They're greens.
She's athleisure, honey.
Right?
I purposely did not wear green because I want to get pinched.
Uh-huh.
Right.
Come on, pinch me. Pinch me.
I came home and kicked off my work drag, and I got into something comfy.
That's right. Kick off your shoes and relax your feet. Party on down to the Xscape beat. Just kicking.
She's not in her Lululemon. She's in her Yoohoo lemons.
Don't make me touch my Yoohoo while we're live.
Oh, Lord, child. It's not that kind of show today. Today.
It's that kind of show every week.
Every girl.
Every darn week.
Have you met Dan?
Right?
Once or twice, yes.
Yeah, exactly.
First falls right out of my mouth, honey. I can't help it.
You know what? But it's always a fabulous purse.
It's usually a
penny. I agree with you. Designer bags.
That's right.
Lord, I bought some more bags this weekend when I was in New York. Can y'all just imagine?
You had to buy an extra plane ticket just to send everything home in one extra seat.
Yeah, I will tell you that y'all should have seen me at the airport, honey, trying to get one bag in the other. It was a hot mess. I had to turn one of them sideways and upside down to get it in the other one. I was like, oh, my goodness. All of my fabulousness is going to fall out here in the airport.
Did you visit Canal Street this trip, Dan?
No, not this time. I was on Fifth Avenue, and these Russian women sort of lured me, and I could feel them wanting me.
Oh, they wanted you, honey.
They wanted me, honey.
So the sign outside said everything was 85% off, which
yes,
y'all know I do math for a living. I'm like, Heifer, this is not 85% off. If you said it was $2.99 and now it's $99, but I was willing to pay $99 for that bag because it is nice. It's a backpack, something I don't really have. So I was like very excited about it.
Side note, you've got seven.
Wait.
They're probably in storage, but I don't have one that I have easy access to.
So backpack. Can we just talk about that for a minute? Because it's like school. Going to school.
Right.
Not here.
Right.
This is probably a little more like the coach backpacks, which aren't really backpacks. They're just bags that have a strap that you put over your shoulder. So
basically. But this one is oblong or rectangle, not oblong. It's rectangle. And it's green.
Ooh, we like green.
Yeah, we love green. It's rectangle. So my biggest laptop, which I'm on now, will actually fit in it.
You got it for about
which is nice because so I'm excited about it. And then I did buy a coach bag that was on sale at Nordstrom Rack. Can you imagine? I left Los Angeles with 18 Nordstrom racks and I went to New York to find one in Staten Island.
Girl, you know they got different things on the East Coast. They don't have those things over here.
Exactly.
They do. And I had a notebook that with the same cover. So I'm like, oh, I feel like I'm matching geranimals and shit.
She's a career girl today.
Oh, I am. And the bag has a lot of pink in it. I should get my phone and share it.
Sick. Excuse me. Do you have some kind of businesswoman special?
Right. So she's like, oh, do you want that bag? I'm like, more than Peter loved the Lord, honey. Give me that damn bag right now. Right now.
Sorry,
give
it to him. Who is Peter? Is that Peter, Paul, and Mary? Is that Peter, Paul, and Mary?
You know, it was a disciple, you heathen.
So
can you share that, Rick?
That's right.
Rick, can you share that?
Lord, ask me to do IT shit. I can't do that right now.
Speaking of Peter, weren't you in Canada over the weekend, Rick?
I was. I actually went up to Canada to for a little getaway, and in doing so, met up with, you know, I had a couple of people that I was going to meet up with, and then I was like, you know, maybe I'll post a little something on social. I posted something on social, because here's what happens, and Dan, you can relate to this, I'm sure. You post something on social, and suddenly everybody's like, are you here? And then suddenly your entire calendar just fills up, and that is basically what happened, and it was a very lovely time. So on Thursday night, I went to see a book launch for Tanya J. Rosario's Dinner on Monster Island, which was a lot of fun and awesome. And then from there, I came home. I bought every single book in the place, just about. And so I had to buy a new suitcase to send all my books home.
I was about to say you needed a new bag as well. I see how this is.
Right, that's right. Saturday or Friday, I actually got a special tour of the Disney Animation Studio in Vancouver, and unfortunately there were no photos allowed inside of there, so that'll just be for my eyes only. And then Saturday I had brunch with some friends I haven't seen in quite a few years, and Saturday night is not up for discussion in this.
I believe the name of the bar was Pump Jack.
I forgot I texted you that.
Yeah, right. Okay. Thank you, George. Right. It's not up for discussion between anybody except George and I.
Text messages. Oh my God, I forgot I told. Damn.
Oh, we actually,
damn.
We also have a photo of the bartender.
Stop talking right now.
And also the glasses, which I guess every bar in Canada must have the same glassware. So Rick sent us a bunch of pictures with different geos.
But that wasn't Saturday night, though.
That was Friday or Thursday.
Girl, yeah. That was Sunday.
No,
it was Saturday. You're right. Oops, sorry.
Yeah, it was somebody early, honey.
Somebody drinks.
Well, that's why I'm drinking tea tonight.
Yeah, allegedly. Yeah, she's gonna it's fill the tea.
It's the spiciest of tea, honey. It's the spiciest.
So you don't want to talk about, you don't want to talk about Pump Jack?
I do not want to.
Well, I guess we're not getting that sponsorship, honey.
Well, I guess not. No. But the bartender probably is going need us to help him with his restraining order.
Well, Dan, yeah. We've done it before, honey. We know what paperwork to fill out for Rick.
But it's Canadian paperwork, so it's a little different. Everything is on the left this time. So
exactly, it's English and French, honey. I took French in high school. We're all good.
So just like Alabama, Rick may not be allowed back into Vancouver. It's hard to know.
No, I'm allowed back. There was no issues at the border.
Well, my friends Terry and Frank went to dinner with me on Saturday, and we went to a place. I texted Rick this because years ago, Rick and Mitzi and I ate at this restaurant called Le Hall. I don't know if I'm pronouncing it right. It's LESHALLES. And I learned the other night that was Anthony Bourdain's first restaurant. It did not last through the pandemic, but it has been reborn as Chez Francis. And it was so delicious. And I did have all the gin they had and then wanted more. But it was a great dinner with friends that I absolutely love and always miss. But it was nice to go to a place I'd been to before. And I'm such a visual person. I'm surprised I did not realize it was the same place. Frank said, well, this used to be that restaurant. And I'm like, oh, shit. And I look at the banquettes and I'm like, of course, I've been here several times, but it has a different name. So what a fun time, though.
And I had forgotten all about the name of the restaurant. I remember the time when we met Mitzi, but I couldn't remember the name of the restaurant. So when you texted, I was like, yes. So
Rick's like, how much have you had, Dan? I'm like, all of it, baby. All of it.
Well, I will say for New York, in the future, when you go to New York, you'll have someone new to visit because Jerry is moving to New York. Our friend
Oh,
Jerry.
Is he really? Oh, wow.
Yep. He's moving to the end of this month. He's already got a 2-bedroom place in Brooklyn.
All right. Is he going on his own?
Yep.
I might be filming something in April in Brooklyn, so maybe I'll hit him up.
Yeah, for sure. Absolutely.
Oh, Rick wants to hit Jerry up. I see how this is.
Huh? Jerry.
Mm-hmm. What was it? Steampunk, whatever. Well, fist pump. What was it, George?
Pump Jack,
honey.
Yeah, right, I'm worried about that name. I don't feel like that's a very Christian name. But
well,
I'm
it's right out of, honey, it's right out of the Ruby Fruit Jungle.
Well.
That's hilarious.
Well, Jack there's Miss Ruby over there, honey. Jackfruit.
Jackfruit, honey. So what are we talking about today, y'all?
Sorry, we've been on this thing for 15 minutes already, just kind of yammering.
That's what we do.
It's the St. Patrick's Day special.
All righty then. So I have something to say about four-leaf clovers. That when I lived in North Carolina, in rural eastern North Carolina, in Cove City, I used to find a lot of
88 to 99, is that right?
It was way before 88 to 99. I used to find a lot of four-leaf clovers, but I don't think we manufacture them here. Maybe they don't sell them anymore because I don't think, as long as I've lived in California, I don't think I've found one four-leaf clover here. I have when I've traveled back east, but not here. Do they not make them in California?
Do we even have clovers here? I've never seen a clover field here.
I feel like someone over at Imagineering at DreamWorks could make you a four-leaf clover, honey, if you needed one.
Imagineering is Disney, not DreamWorks, but...
And never the twain shall meet.
Mm-hmm. Well, right? I mean,
it's a very hard line between Disney and DreamWorks.
Did you let anyone know at work that you had toured at Disney?
Oh, I let everybody know here, but I did not tell anyone up there who I worked for.
Yeah.
Oh, okay.
I'm just a tourist. I don't know. What?
I don't know. I'm from North Carolina. I don't know.
I'm from Cove City.
Watch it now. You don't want to be from there. You'll be like me. You don't want to be from there.
Exactly. My name's Otis. I'm from Cove City.
I'm married to Miss Ethel. You know it. Y'all ain't right, honey, making fun of my roots. You're making fun of my roots.
No.
Watch your mouth now.
So, I don't know. For St. Patrick's Day, who's got a St. Patrick's story? I don't know that I actually have a St. Patrick's Day story. I mean, good Lord, I've had my share of lovely, lovely Irish boys, maybe that weren't from actually Ireland, but of Irish descent. New Orleans has a great deal of Irish folk.
They
of
do.
Irish descent, yes.
Praise the Lord, honey. I like big potatoes. You know what
I'm
saying?
We'll look into it next week, shall we?
Yes.
Because Dan and I will be in New Orleans next week for Saints and Sinners.
Saints and Sinners. Oh, lovely yeah. for you.
And we tried to get George to go, but he was persona non grata and didn't even answer.
We wanted to do
said,
a live special Q&P show from New Orleans, but George didn't want to have anything to do with it.
Well, you could still do it. I could just also, like, you know, come in from the West Coast and be really bitter about the fact that you're there and I'm not.
All right.
So every other Wednesday. So every other Wednesday, basically.
Yeah, we're going on Thursday, though. So we can fake it next week like I usually do.
Well, I think we still do the Wednesday one, maybe. I don't know. I feel like, did you book an early flight? I don't know what she booked us last for next week. What time are we flying?
Sometime Thursday morning.
Oh.
Anyway, I do actually have a St. Patrick's Day story that I'll share. It's, maybe it does have a queer slant to it.
Bring it on.
This was probably, I don't know the exact year. I want to say 2012. One of my coworkers, Alyssa, who Dan, you know, Alyssa and I had decided, and it was a weeknight. It was like March, like St. Patrick's Day was something like a Tuesday or some shit, right?
It's always on the 17th, just so we're clear.
I understand that, but
on okay, this just checking, time, just checking on
a weeknight. And so we want to go out, right? So we're trying to get everybody. We asked everybody at work, and everybody's like, "No, we're not going."
No.
And then we asked all of our friends on her side and my side, and everybody's like, "Nope." So we're like, "Fine, fuck it, we'll go ourselves." So we decided to start at a bar in Studio City called, at the time, it was called Henry's Hat, and I think it's been through a couple of different iterations now. And we sort of bar hopped all the way up Ventura Boulevard in Studio City. And we ended up at another bar called Residuals. And when we got into Residuals, we go in and there's two levels to it. And upstairs is where a lot of like the parties and private events and things happen. So at this point, we might have had, I don't know, a green beer or two. And there's a chain up over the stairs that says private event birthday party for Jennifer. So we might have jerked the chain off, broke it, took the sign and said, "Fucking Jennifer, we're joining your party," and went upstairs, and there wasn't a soul upstairs, nobody. Poor Jennifer was up there all by herself. And
no, are you serious?
Wow.
She's like, "I rented this whole goddamn floor. I mean, I rented this whole damn floor and no one came to my party."
And then so she looks up, we come up, she starts to smile, and we're like, "Nope." And we turn around and walk around.
We don't even know you.
But we took the sign. And so now every year since on St. Patrick's Day, Alyssa and I will at some point text each other, like, "Fucking Jennifer, happy St. Patrick's Day."
Oh, poor so. Jennifer. That is saddest story.
Well, and then she was already verklempt, and then Alyssa and Rick just sort of said, "No, Jennifer, no."
They wobble in, and then and she's like, "Oh my God, friends!" And, friends, they, and they're like,
"No,
we can't have any of this here."
Rick is like, "Jennifer is never going to happen."
Stop trying to make Jennifer's party happen.
Jennifer is never going to happen. Oh my God.
And then we ended up at, just put the queer slant on it, we ended up at Old Can Harry's. That was the last stop of the night. And I think we got there right around 10:30, and we stayed through the rest of the night. And it was quite fun. We had we did actually have a couple of people meet us there, and we ended up having a really great time for the rest of the night.
Can we talk about what a terrible name for a bar, Residuals, is? It's just like, what's left over?
It's an actor's bar. So it's about residuals from your acting.
Oh,
your
I see. Like I see.
You know what, though?
It's still a terrible name.
It is a terrible name because somebody had to explain it, right?
Right. Like, you're not going to just get it. It's like residuals.
It's Hollywood, baby. I don't know what to tell you.
So no, it's North Hollywood. There's a big difference, a really big difference.
It's not North Hollywood. It's Studio City.
You don't have active income coming in. You're just living off something you did. Like when you were on that episode of Matlock in like 1987.
That one time in the 80s.
Exactly. You're getting that residual check, honey.
No, right. You're getting that $1.98. Thank you very much.
Right.
They keep sending it out.
They keep getting, somebody is putting that check into the mail for you once a week. Syndication money.
I have a client who's from South Africa, and he did some voiceover thing in a movie 25 years ago, and he'll get a check for 98 cents or $1.18 or whatever because it played in India. And he's like, "But they keep sending me checks." I'm like, "Well, that is nice, isn't it? I mean, it would be nice to have passive income like that."
But it's a dollar.
It would be nice to have passive income like that with a whole bunch of numbers before the period.
Exactly.
It costs them more money to mail it, though. I mean, God.
Right? Anyway, residuals, right? Dumb name.
Moving right. Yeah, totally agree. So, George, you must have puked it sometime on St. Patrick's Day or something, right? I should be clear. I said that, but that's not really that good because George pukes less than I do. So go ahead with your story now, hon.
I was thinking about this. I cannot think of any particular like interesting St. Patrick's Day story. I think for me, St. Patrick's Day, it's like New Year's. You just avoid it. Like you don't go out. You don't. Unless you're 19 and you're chasing a party, you don't go out, Rick. You stay your ass at home. But I do have a story that was about a really fun boy.
Who
was Irish. I can tell an Irish boy story. I may have already told this story because I have so few, but I will tell this one again. For anyone who wasn't listening the first time. This was when I lived in New Orleans, and I met this lovely boy. His name was Brendan. His middle name was Michael, and I won't tell you his last name, but it was also extremely Irish. And he was this cute little punk boy. He was a runaway. We didn't say runaway back then. He was a gutter punk. He had come to New Orleans to find his
Jesus.
To find his Jesus. So I took him home.
Well, as one does, honey.
As one does, you know.
Wayward child, you've got to, you know.
To be clear, I was also a child. This was a long time ago. So we were young together. Thank you, Rick.
Yay.
Not a Dan story. I think we all knew that.
Exactly. We went out, we had some drinks, we went dancing, we did all the things, brought him back, continued to drink. I remember we took a shower because like I said, homeless. And I remember sitting at the kitchen table with him and him just pounding whiskey. And there was a point where he puts his head down on the table. Like just forehead to the table.
Bam, right.
He's wearing a t-shirt and that's it. And he just pisses all over the kitchen floor. Just passes out and just pisses all over the kitchen floor.
No, ma'am. George said, let me get both my broom and my mop out now, honey, because this all got to go.
I said, what do I do with him now? Exactly.
God, speechless girl.
Right, precise. I mean, what you gonna do now, honey?
What are you gonna do?
You can't even call Ghostbusters at this point because they don't want to clean up that mess.
I went into the bedroom and closed the door. What I did.
That's what that is. I'll deal with it in the morning. So I'm going to take a step back because Wally has a comment that I'm going to share on the show here, talking about residuals. He said there used to be a deal that if you had a residual check under $1, residuals would give you a free drink. So Wally knows what residuals is in Studio City. He gets Thank you, Wally.
Do they still exist? Should we look them up? Should we Google them?
I feel like residuals has since, I don't know, just to be true, but I feel like it's since changed names. But
do you know exactly where it was?
Residual Tavern.
The general area.
Oh, wait. George said something. Come on, George.
Residual Tavern, 11042 Ventura Boulevard, Studio City.
Wow.
Open as we speak.
There we go. Should we go out? Wow.
I think we should do a live from Residuals.
So I can tell them how dumb their name is.
Yes, of course. Totally agree. So I think we should hashtag them on this episode just so they know how dumb their name is.
Yeah, I definitely feel we're getting a sponsorship, but they're going to love everything that I've said.
I feel your name is dumb. I got it right away. I knew exactly what it meant. I knew exactly what it was. Don't listen to them.
Okay.
I'm a fan, but not a fan of Jennifer's. Fuck Jennifer.
Yeah, except for Jennifer.
We should not be doing that.
Jennifer probably owns residuals.
Her daddy owns residuals.
That's why she was having a free party there.
With no guest list.
Poor Jenny. Honestly. She was not Jenny on the block. She was Jenny without the block.
She was Jenny, don't lose that number. It's the only one you want. Which I know true is Ricky, that. But you know.
Right. True that, though.
Lord. Does anybody have a leprechaun story?
Huh?
A what?
A leprechaun story? Come on. Somebody has a leprechaun story.
I know you've already had
Careful.
A small person.
Careful.
You should do that story, Rick. I know you.
I don't have a story for that I will share on this podcast.
I don't either.
Well, then we should share it for you.
I have a story, but I cannot share that. So, because it's a sad story and I'm not going to do it. So, and well, you can't make me. No.
Doesn't normally stop me. Why wasn't, why now?
Well, because, well, George probably knows most of the story. So George can tell it. Gold Coast.
Oh, I do know the story.
You do know, so you do know the story, and we're not going to share it because it is really not a fun story. It's a bad story. It's a sad story.
Anyway. Here's the takeaway. Do not pick people up.
True that. Oh, so that part we can tell.
Okay.
All right. So no, that part we can tell. The ending of that, I can't tell. But so there was a little person who used to go to the Gold Coast. And there would be like red dress party and gay pride and stuff. And people would come in and they would have had a lot to drink or
shocking,
maybe too much. And they would want to pick him up and move him around because he was a small person.
Can you imagine that? But wait, stop on that. Can you imagine like just being picked up against your will because of your size and being like handed off to strangers?
I would be so angry all of the time. I really would be like.
And he was such a nice, he was a very nice man, really a nice person. But he would get so angry, and I don't blame him because people would like, oh, look, oh, you know, and then stand him up on the bar or on a stool or whatever.
Like a damn like, Cabbage Patch Kid. Like, stop. Just stop.
Precisely. Stop. And honestly, bless him, he was a nice man. And so many people who were regulars knew him and would never have done something like that. But when there's a party going on, some people just can't control themselves. So.
And I've never been one of those people.
Here's where the story ends. Rick actually enjoys being picked up and passed around.
Honey, if somebody will pick me up, I'll squeal.
Well, you know, that's funny, Dan, that you say that, because I remember very vividly, so, I don't know what it was, like, this is getting off topic, because now we're going from green to red, but Red Dress Party, like, I don't know what it was about that event. Men were out of control. They were out of pocket at that event. And I don't know why, but they just, like, there was some excuse to be off the chain, out of pocket. Dan, I remember that time you went, like, sort of as Paula Deen. Honey, you had so many husbands that night.
That we had not been there 2 minutes, and honestly, my makeup was fantastic. This guy comes up to me and he says, oh my God, you're so gorgeous. And he was a great kisser. But when he came up off of me, half of my face was gone. And he said to me, oh my God, will you go home with me? I just want you to go home with me. And all I could think of is, I don't know. Are you wanting to go home with me or Paula Deen? Because I came in here looking like Paula Deen.
It doesn't matter. We're only talking about a matter of hours. We're not talking about the rest of your life. It doesn't matter who he's going on with.
Yeah, well, it did to me because I was just not really sure what he wanted.
You wanted to be recognized for yourself and your beauty and your intelligence.
That's right, honey.
not your kitchen collection.
Well,
he was like, yes,
my kitchen collection is famous.
I'm going to need you to make me some biscuits and gravy once we get home.
Girl, that'd have been a problem with that because right. He didn't have the right butter.
There's going to be a test and you need to pass it.
But I will say he was really quite good as a kisser. So maybe I should have said yes and said, you know, throw caution to the wind, throw my skirt to the wind and say, let's go, bitch. Come on, let's go.
Yeah, well, you done that.
Uh-huh.
we heard those stories.
The skirt was around my ankles, honey. It wasn't over my head. There's a difference.
That was a pumpkin.
Uh-huh. That was a pumpkin, right?
The skirt done gone.
Right. The pumpkin rode up, honey. It rode up.
It twirled up. Oh, yeah. If you guys know that episode, you should go back into the catalog and find it.
But do you guys agree, like, Red Dress Party was...
the most fun ever. I mean, there are certain events in our community from time to time that just, you plan all year long. I think the Halloween Carnival in West Hollywood was always one of them until recent years. I don't know how it is these days. And then the red dress party was another one. It's one that you plan for all year long. And that was, I'm glad they brought it back, but it's just, it doesn't feel the same.
It's not the same. So everyone knows. So the red dress party was the third Sunday in July every year. And the guy that owned the Gold Coast, he and a friend of his were sitting at the bar one night, and they made a pact that if one of them died before the other, they would go to the other person's funeral in a red dress. And so the guy that didn't own the bar did pass away of AIDS. And so the guy that owned the bar did a red dress party the third Sunday in every July, and they raised money for different charities and stuff. And they took pictures, and 1 year or 2 years or 10 years, they made a book. I actually have one of the books, I think from like 2015 or something. Oh, Cowboy is in it.
Of
Cowboy
is in it.
Cowboy. Oh, Lord, he was something else. What's he doing these days?
He's at Trunks, I saw online the other day.
Oh, we should go by there. Didn't he come to our dueling Christmas tree party? I feel like he did. I feel like I was cleaning up the cigarette butts afterwards.
No, that wasn't Cowboy. That was somebody else. I'll tell you later. Sure? Positive.
I don't know if I agree with you.
Is this a name you don't want to drop into the chat, Dan? She's like, I'm just drinking. I'm not thinking.
I'm just drinking.
I'm being a lady.
They're getting dry, honey. What? My ice cubes are getting dry, Randolph.
I hear that.
My tea is getting a little cool.
Your tea needs a bit more spice in it, I
guess. Yes, I'm running out of spice for my tea.
Girl, you were running out of spice every day in the last week.
It has been busy.
She's a busy lady.
You're a friend of Instacart. Get your shit up from here, honey.
Instacart's got too many fees for me lately. Sorry, you're not getting a sponsorship either.
Right. All I know is every day I get home, Alexa is all bright with a notification. She's going to tell me about there's wind and rain and pestilence and locusts and everything. I'm like... Could you just tell me whether I ordered something last night drunk or not? I mean, really? It's like, oh, well, today's weather. Really? What are you fucking weather.com? Really?
Language, no. Darling. We're live.
Oh, sorry. Are you flipping weather.com? Flipping. Flipping, girl. Flipping.
Are you flipping?
Are you flipping? Yeah, exactly. Who the F are you? I don't know you.
I don't know you. Well, what a fun time. I really would like a four-leaf clover. So if anyone finds one, could you mail it to us, please?
That's the way to bring it back to the 4th to St. Patrick's Day.
We haven't talked about a single thing about St. Patty's Day, so whatever.
I talked about an Irish boy.
Well, that's true. And, Rick, we know your panties are green, but there's a different reason for that, hon, because, you know, moldy, hon, moldy.
No, that's black mold, honey, not green gold.
There you go.
Not Rheingold.
So last year's fashion color was green, and I have spent a lot of days at Marshall's and TJ Maxx and everywhere else that's discounted looking for green shit, and I got a lot of it, honey. I enjoyed green. So we hadn't had green since the mid-80s when we had Kelly green. I'm not sure what this year's color is, but it probably ain't going to be green. Because,
by the way... Who is Kelly? And why did they get a whole color? Why did they get a whole color?
He was Irish, darling. It was an Irish green color.
This year's color is cerulean.
Cerulean.
No, it's not going to be fucking cerulean. No.
Floral like for spring.
It's the devil wears Prada.
Exactly.
It could be brown. Actually, I saw at Macy's not long ago a brown shirt, which was really quite unusual because brown is not a color that we go through very much.
The most boring color on the planet.
Well, no, black is, but okay.
No, I love black. You can put anything with black. You can only put certain colors with brown. Like there's look at the color wheel. You can only go like this far with brown.
Whatever. Okay.
Well, all right. So I will tell you what it actually is. So you can
Okay.
The Pantone color of the year for 2024 is called Peach Fuzz.
Oh, I like it.
Girl, I thought that was 3 years ago because I want a whole bunch of peach shit. I love peach. It ain't mauve, bitch. It's peach.
It's a throwback to mauve, but it's not mauve. It's peach fuzz.
It's peach fuzz.
It's not a throwback to mauve. No.
It's a throwback to mauve, girl.
She doesn't know what mauve is, damn.
Mauve is an offshoot of peach, and it's just right next to that Easter lily.
Bitch. We're done. That's it. We're out.
Yeah, we're out. Peace out, people.
Bye.
Love y'all.
Bye, everybody.
Bye. Bye. Get us off. End the stream.
What? Where's the button?
I got it. Never mind.